Welcome to Simpler One Earth Living Podcast. I'm Jerry Iverson. Co-host Lee Van Ham is away. I'm pleased to be your host for Whose Birthday? Featuring audio selections from Simple Living Works' signature publication, the annual Advent Christmas resource for individuals, families, and congregations. Whose birthday is it, anyway? If you're new to this podcast and would like more information about Simple Living Works, please listen clear to the end. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye at my cue. We have produced a real treasure trove of free audio, video, and text resources for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes to the guidelines for year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. Basically, alternative giving means giving away at least 25% of what you spent last year on all celebrations, Christmas, birthdays, etc., to local, national, and international causes. Our mission is equipping people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three parts of our mission are especially wrapped up in our resources for Advent and Christmas, when consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves, and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and to celebrate in ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. Our site contains familiar titles such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop, Carols with Justice, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas, and many more. Check out our extensive resource index. The link is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Much of the Whose Birthday series is also available in Spanish text. Please share it with your Spanish-speaking friends. See the link in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. This short series is different from the previous year's Whose Birthday podcast series, which, by the way, are still available on our site if you missed them or would like to hear them again. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, click Preview, Backup. In this episode, we present one part of an audio adaptation of the well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you listen to the entire series, though each episode is self-contained. The series contains reflections and activities designed especially for the weeks of Advent and Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany. We'll have guests, both writers and voices, some well-known, some lesser-known. Links to the numerous references in this episode are in the show notes. I'll let you in on a little secret. All the episodes of this series are available at the simplelivingworks.org in the audio archives, so if you don't want to wait for each episode to be released in iTunes or Stitcher, visit the site and listen to all or some of the series. See the link in the show notes. The topics for all the episodes in this series are listed in the show notes for each episode. The series comes from Whose Birthday Number 19, which is loosely based on Liturgical Cycle C, the Gospel of Luke, the same as this Advent and Christmas season. Note, this edition, unlike the previous ones, does not contain a daily calendar. However, there are some 20 to choose from in the archives.
Christmas, Year Round, by Gail McDonough. My oldest son, 40, and his family are really working on simplifying and asked our entire family and extended family to consider buying less and thinking about how they could celebrate Christmas differently. He drew my name in the adult gift basket and was thrilled because I agree completely with him on working towards changing our traditions. He made me a monthly Christmas gift coupon book as my gift. It was very nicely done on his computer with borders on each month's coupon. The following are his gifts to me for the coming year. Each page has in bold capital letters, Monthly Christmas Gift Coupon, presented to Mom. This certificate entitles the bearer to one trip to a museum of your choice, one night out for dinner, one trip to the botanical gardens, one nature walk, one movie at the theater, includes popcorn and drink, one afternoon cleaning your house, one game night, one lunch at the St. Louis Bread Company, one job of your choice I can assist you with, one afternoon together just to talk, to help you prepare for a family gathering by coming a few hours early, and an activity or together time of your choice. I particularly appreciate this gift because he lives far enough away that I often do not see him every month, and this is the gift of time and presence.
Discover no-cost gifts by Richard L. Hayde. This Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa season offers you a unique opportunity to create and give no-cost gifts as you review the purpose of Christmas and how you celebrate it. For many, the Christmas season is not as joyous as they would like it to be. They may have fewer financial resources and may be more cautious about using credit and feel less abundant about life in general. In the process of discovering your no-cost gifts and rethinking how you want to celebrate Christmas, you may discover new skills and interests in the process. Examples of no-cost gifts. 1. Gifts of experience. Taking others to see Christmas lights, Christmas Eve services, relatives, museums. Encourage and listen to others tell about their favorite Christmas experiences and help them write about it. Write your gift possibilities. 2. Gifts you have created or recycled. Books, CDs, and videos from the library. Recycle gifts from your possessions. Crafts from nature, wood carving, paintings, personalized screensavers, and your baked treats. Write booklets of your favorite recipes, stories, jokes, life experiences, wisdom, and poetry. Make a list of your gift possibilities. 3. Other kinds of gifts, such as back and foot rubs, breakfast in bed, car washing, or garage cleaning. Make a list of your gift possibilities. Ways that you may modify and yet enhance your Christmas celebration this year.
Reduce, reuse, and remember. New cards from old. By Gretchen Denton. Many times, I don't have enough December hours to savor the Christmas cards we receive. I read the notes, glance at the cards, and toss them in a basket to look at later. Then, at the end of the season, I bundle all the cards and stack them on an empty shelf in the basement, where it isn't long before I have 4 years of old cards that I don't want to discard. One of this summer's hottest days, I started making new cards from these old ones, working in the basement where it was cool. It gave me another opportunity to reread those cards and appreciate their beauty. Here's how I enjoyed remembering friends and family while creating new cards. I cut from the card a picture that would fit on a folded piece of cardstock. All the cards, whether they were horizontal or vertical, were made the same size of approximately 4 by 5 inches, so each sheet of the recycled cardstock yielded 2 cards, and cards of this size fit in ready-made envelopes. I used envelopes that come from organizations that send you free Christmas cards, because I don't usually send those unrequested cards. You could use a rubber stamp for your message, but I prefer to print mine with the computer. I like to decorate the paper where the cutout from the old card will be placed before I attach the cutout. Splatter painting using screen and toothbrush, coloring abstract designs with crayons, colored pencils, or markers, using a rubber stamp over and over to create a pattern, marbleizing paper by rolling paint-covered marbles over the paper are some options. You can match the predominant color of your cutout with the design you apply to the one side of the paper. I used an iron covered with aluminum foil, colored on the hot iron with old crayons that melted, and then pressed the paper with the foiled-covered iron to create a design unique for every card. After applying the cutout, I signed the back of my cards with my personal logo, a circle of red and green with arrows to represent my form of recycling. This would be a project to do with children when you simplify your Christmas giving and don't need to be spending days in the mall. For a neater look, adults can do the cutting up of old cards and rereading the enclosed messages, or it could be a kid's project entirely to make just a few cards for special friends. It can be a good way to spend time together, dabbling in color and pattern for the fun of it, and sharing parts of those cards too beautiful to toss in the trash or hide on a basement shelf.
Peace in any language. Here's an alternative gift idea that took on special meaning for me some years ago. I designed a peace stick and made several for my family and friends at Christmas. First, I went to the local scouting supply store and bought a dozen walking staffs. I got a wood-burning kit and burned the words for peace into the stick in 10 to 12 different languages. I am not an artsy person, so it was a real effort. What made it really special for me was that I was able to use my late dad's garage workshop. It was almost like he was still present while I was working. The next step would be to make my own walking sticks. The peace sticks have been seen in ministers' offices, school classrooms, and even in a fundraiser walk for the homeless. I gave a labor of the heart along with coffee cakes made from my family recipe. It was very special.
St. Nicholas on Parade by the Reverend Celine A. Burke. Last year, Holy Trinity Parish took part in the Victorian Christmas Parade in our town of Manistee, Michigan. Our float featured St. Nicholas in full costume and the children of the parish in Victorian costumes. Some of the children we dressed as wealthy children and others as poor children. The next day, which was the Sunday closest to St. Nicholas Day, St. Nicholas came to church and told the children stories about helping poor children. This way, we help the children become involved with needy families. New Christmas Traditions You Can Share by Karen Bow. We live with several animals at Schoenridge Farm in northwest Missouri. One of our family traditions is to go out and give special treats to the animals before we have our own meal. Included in this is a Danish tradition of putting bread on the trees for the wild birds. We have the treat of watching them. We cut a red cedar from our own land, there are plenty, instead of a traditionally decorated tree. Then, instead of gifts, we put woodland creatures, stuffed animals, under the tree to remind us to be mindful of the wildlife with whom we share this planet. We have quit buying traditional gifts, even though we still have a 13-year-old homeschooled daughter. She is very okay with our found or dumpster-dived objects, and occasionally we purchase from a fair trade organization or especially local artisans. Diana Woolley and Richard Steinbach will now perform O Baby Born in Bethlehem from their Sing Justice, Do Justice CD. The entire collection is available as a booklet and on music CD.
About alternatives. Organized in 1973 as a protest against the commercialization of Christmas, Alternatives for Simple Living encourages people of faith to examine and challenge our consumer society. The alluring and seductive yet empty promises of advertising and strong cultural pressures at Christmas and throughout the year lead many to live and celebrate in ways that are neither fulfilling nor joyful. We proclaim that celebrations and living can indeed be what we hope for. Joy to the world need not be an empty promise.
You've been listening to one part of the audio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Number 19. The text for all these items are available through the links in the show notes. Visit SimpleLivingWorks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to contribute to the online edition of Whose Birthday. This year is number 30. It is updated as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding a meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry, we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the link in the show notes. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to simplelivingworks@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we blog each week on a variety of simple living subjects. Click on blog in window number 2 at simplelivingworks.org. We hope you'll read and subscribe to the blog. It is the companion to this twice-a-month podcast. The content is different, though the subject is the same. And now our 300-some blog posts have a new index to help you find topics of interest. See the link in the show notes. Also, the blog includes a monthly digest of many links to other Simple Living blogs. Many writers are offering all of us so much help. To receive my daily, brief, free, Simpler Living Nudge, send an email titled Nudge to simplelivingworks@yahoo.com. As one of our early and long-standing supporters of alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as ELCA, makes copies of each resource produced by alternatives available by request at a nominal cost. The archive staff can help with your reference inquiries, whether they are genealogical or historical. Feel free to contact them at the office near Chicago. The complete contact information is given in the show notes. Or simply copy and paste items from SimpleLivingWorks.org into paper or electronic publications. Please credit SimpleLivingWorks.org. Time to wrap up this episode of Simpler One Earth Living Podcast. If you're new to this podcast and would like more basic information about Simple Living Works, please listen a little longer. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye here. Peace. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through the iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Remember that you can listen to all episodes of Simple Living Works podcast. They're archived twice. Access them at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, click Preview Backup, and choose the episodes you want with or without show notes. Subscriptions to this podcast on our weekly blog are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Urge your friends to do the same. You can also subscribe in iTunes to my other podcast, The Common Good Podcast, which I produce and co-host with Jubilee One Earth Economics. Send us your email address to receive the free monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Thanks to the band Earth Mama and to John Pitney for the music beginning and ending our show. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share-Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, comprehensive lifestyle. It's not a list of rules nor living on the cheap. It avoids fads, convenience, and deprivation. It's so much more than a hobby. We believe in abundance, that there's enough for everybody's needs, not anybody's greed. We follow the saying, live simply that others may simply live, as our closing theme song proclaims. Contemporary faith-based simple living is guided by the five life standards of Living More with Less, the classic by Doris Jansen Longacre. I've discussed these standards in earlier episodes. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation, our group. We extend the mission and resource of the nonprofit organization Alternatives, which served from 1973 to 2011. The three parts of our mission are elaborated in text and video. Links are listed in the show notes. We also promote the mission and resources of our colleague organization, Jubilee One Earth Economics. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. Come everyone who has thirst, those who have nothing come by. Why spend your labor for things that simply do not satisfy? Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. The bread in your cupboard belongs to one who is hungry out there, and the coats in your closet unused could warm up the ones who stand bare. Simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. See how the wealth you acquire is borne on the backs of the poor, whose children beg daily for food, whose land feeds your child who wants more. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. Your children who need their own rooms lament that the forest will die, and those who would join field to field must stop long enough to ask why. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. God chose the weak of the world to shame the way of the strong. Learn how to live from the poor. Their wisdom will help us belong. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. Do not conform to the world. Be certain that better's not more. Contentment will transform your need, awakening what God has in store. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.